Wait, hang on. The smell is really concerning me.
I mean, is it just stink or does it smell like fire?
No, it smells like fire. But I can't figure out where it's coming from.
Did you shower today?
I did. It's coming from outside? Is the fire out my window?
Is New York burning?
It isn't. This is driving me crazy. It's really distracting. I'm totally concerned. Okay, oh well.
Well, sniff around.
I've been sniffing around. I think it's the hallway.
Well, go out in the hallway.
Well, I did, but that's like doesn't concern me. If someone's apartment is on fire, doesn't concern me.
Well, then you know it's not in your apartment. If you go outside and you smell it in the hall, then it's not in your apartment.
Well, that's what I was that's where it is. I think it's in the hallway. It's someone's burning something on their stove or whatever.
And you sure it's not you? You have a bad habit of that.
I know. I looked a couple of times.
Wait, I'm going to try one more time.
Go out in the hall.
It's weird. The hallway smells like crap, and then the hallway smells like something's going on there, and then my bedroom, but not the living room. So I don't know. I don't see anything. I'm okay.
So it must be the apartment next to your bedroom.
Yeah, it has to be because then the smell is coming through my HVAC unit. That's probably why I smell it.
But you smell it in the hall, though.
Well, I smell it in the hall, but I also smell it in my bedroom here, I guess. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, that should be very concerning to you that something smells like it's burning and you live in an apartment building.
No, because I'll tell you exactly why. Because all the apartments in my building are all cement.
Mm-hmm.
And each one, like if there's a fire, they tell you to stay in your house, stay in your apartment because you're safer here because everything is like flame retardant or whatever.
I don't believe that at all. I believe you should get out immediately if you smell fire. Fire can burn cement.
Can it?
Go look out your window and look at the World Trade Center. Can you see it?
Oh, well.
You can't see it, can you?
No, I can't see it.
Okay, it burned. And I'm pretty sure the World Trade Center was a little bit more high-tech than your apartment building.
That's a good point. So if I'm smelling something, I should probably think about leaving the apartment.
I would think so. Or I would knock on the neighbor's door and say, are you okay? I really don't want my crap to burn.
There's too many old people in this building, and they turn things on, and they forget, and they walk away, or they leave something. You know, it happens a lot, more than you would think.
Let's not forget that one of us, I'm not going to say which one of us, put something on the stove and then left it there and didn't go back.
Well, because we were so tired, because we would get up at like 3 in the morning.
I'm not saying which one it was, but I'm saying one of us left something on the stove and completely forgot about it, and it was a gas stove.
Yeah, well, that's because one of us went to sleep.
While they were cooking.
Right.
So you can understand how people can do this, correct?
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so it can happen real easy that something burns and your apartment's going to be trashed.
Yeah.
And it's going to burn your shoes and that's going to suck.
That will suck, yeah.
I mean,
well, as of now, no one's calling me and saying get out. I don't see any fire truck showing up, so I think I'm okay for now.
It's a good way to look at it. I'm just going to wait for somebody to call me on the phone and tell me to get out.
But here's the good thing. I could smell, which means I don't have COVID. There's my COVID test.
Congratulations. You don't have COVID, but you don't have a place to live.
Yep.
And you have no clothes. And you have no shoes. And make sure you take your computer and your mic so we can continue to do this stupid show.
I can broadcast about the fire.
Just make sure the dog, the shoes, the computer, and the mic get out. That's all I care about.
You know, I'm glad you said that because the other day I was thinking, like, in a fire, what would I take? Because I was watching one of these murder shows where the guy set his own house on fire and then pretended to be like, oh, my God, my house is on fire. Where's the insurance money? But in his car, he had all the photographs. He had a couple of recipe books, like family recipe books. He had, you know, things that are irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, not that I would ever set my place on fire, but what do I have that I would, except for people and my dogs, what do I have that I would actually take with me? I thought, nothing. It could all burn. There's nothing here that I would be sad without. Nothing.
Your Amazon Fire Stick, because that's going to be really hard to jailbreak again. So you should take that.
No, I can do that myself now.
Oh, you can?
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Fire's in the name, so it should be okay.
Yeah, I would leave it. That I would leave. No, but now you've told me. I take my microphone.
Right.
And my laptop. And my webcam.
I don't think the webcam. I mean, well, the microphone and the webcam can be replaced. You know, there might be a pair of shoes or boots that you really like.
Not really. I would just, you know what? You're right. I would take my phone and my laptop and my microphone, and that's it.
And a dog.
Well, obviously the dogs.
Right. And probably some dog food.
I could buy dog food.
Yeah, but you got to make it. So that's the bitch. On the street, it's hard to make dog food.
It's true.
And you're not going to feed your dog canned dog food. Oh, God, no. So you would have to go somewhere where you can cook.
Yeah.
I know I would take my Sopranos poster.
Okay.
Because that's autographed by everybody. Because James Gandolfini is not autographing any more posters. I know that for a fact.
He refuses.
He can't do it. And maybe my Yoda. My really old Yoda.
Mm-hmm. And the irreplaceable Yoda.
Yeah, you can't really buy that Yoda anymore because it's not around. And my baby Yoda, maybe. So I might carry a couple Yodas and a couple of mics.
That would look hilarious. So your house is on fire and you're running out with microphones, Yodas, and a Sopranos poster.
Well, and this phone thing, because there's no way I can go buy another one of these phones.
And it worked, so it took me forever to find this phone.
Yeah, that thing's fabulous. You got to grab that, too.
Right, so I have to grab this, because it took me forever to figure out how to use this and hook it up. And the whole time we did the radio show, like on radio, I wanted to have this mic, but this phone, but I never could find one.
And now you have one, so you can't be without it. So you put that on your list of things to grab. You got to plan this stuff. If your house goes on fire, what are you grabbing? And now you know. Now you have a little list.
So I should have a to-go box. Every night when I go to bed, just put my mic, my phone, a couple of Yodas in a box just in case the fire happens.
That's right. Then you just take the box and go.
Right.
Dogs, dog leashes, dog food.
Right. Will you have any stupid clothes that you would take, like your horrible dresses and things that you have?
I really don't care about any of that stuff. Whatever's on my body at the moment, that's what I'll wear the rest of my life. I do not care.
Your Yankee hat, you're never going to find one that fits like that.
Turns out I live in New York. There's Yankee hats everywhere.
I know, but that one fits you so well.
It does.
So it's going to be hard to find one that fits that well.
Yeah, well, then I won't have a Yankee hat. I'm not attached to things. I'm really not. I'm attached to my animals, and I'm attached to my microphone, apparently.
Look at that girl walking down the street with that gigantic dog, a computer, and a mic. That's just weird. You don't see crap like that every day. Give her a dollar.
In her underwear, because she didn't bring any clothes with her.
Because she told me she doesn't care. She doesn't care about anything that she owns. Yeah, and your backpack. You like your backpack. And your bike, maybe. No, you can get
bike. My bike. You're right. Bikey. Oh, I love Bikey. Bikey's like my best friend. And it's really hard to find a bicycle that fits because I'm only 5'2", so it's hard to find a bike that perfectly fits me. You know, that's also like a all-road bike.
I'm just thinking off-road this bike, my dog, and my computer. It's all I need.
With the jerk.
You're walking out with everything under your arm, pushing a bike, dragging a dog. Yeah, you should be concerned. I mean, things like that happen. And when one apartment, I mean, what's the odds of 80 apartments, one of them's going to burn at some point?
I'm sure there have been fires in here that I don't know about, but I'm sure they're like, you know, small that are just limited to a kitchen. I haven't heard much about like an entire apartment being on fire,
but
at least
you
not
smell
while
it
I live
now.
Here. I smell something, yeah. I smell something that I'd be concerned. If this is my apartment, the smell was coming from, I'd be very concerned. There's all these other people on my floor. Nobody else is out there. Why can't they go out? Why do I got to do it? Why is it my responsibility?
Because it's 7:30 on a Friday, and most people are out doing things. They have a life. They go outside of their apartment.
It's COVID. It's a pandemic.
I know,
no one's going out.
Are still going out. You're the only one there.
You think?
Yeah. Your boyfriend's not even there.
Yeah, it's a very good point. He's not even here. And if you look out the window, you can see all the restaurants because, you know, they're so it looks like Paris here.
Right.
All the restaurants are all outdoors, and they've taken over one lane of every single avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So if I look out my window, all I see is people dining outside.
See, and that's where everybody is. There's nobody. So you're waiting for your neighbor to come and knock on your door.
Come back from dinner.
Right, but nobody's there. You're the only one there.
Yeah, I'm the only idiot here.
The news people are going to be like, yeah, she was the only casualty. There was one woman that we had no idea she was, because it was Friday night, we had no idea nobody was there.
She's the only one who doesn't go out.
Yeah, normal people go out on a Friday night, and she just, we had no idea she was there.
Even during COVID. You should see, if you look out my window, it's packed. Everyone has masks on, but you would never know it's a pandemic. They're all out.